Everybody, well, today is the 15th of June, 2016. So let's clear the date for everybody. We're clearing June 15th, 2016. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And you're listening to the Creation Life Shift Healing Program. And let's see what we can do here. So let's release energies from you if you have a situation, problem, or some kind of occurrence going on. Or you take away that one program that you're engaged with. So think of your situation, condition. Here we go, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, wonderful. And let's now energize the light beams. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So they should be up on your monitor screen. We just tuned in. Now let's do it again for you. So bring up your light beams. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay, everybody. Well, we have our one call tomorrow, which is getting rid of the alien replicas. If you have a condition going on, that could help you. And then we have our other call this Saturday. So do you want to talk about that, Michelle? Are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron, and hi, everybody around the world. So the Saturday call, that's going to be June 18th is the date, and that's going to be for the malfunctioning alien android hardware. It starts at 10 a.m., and that is Pacific time. So for the Californians, that will be 10 a.m., and everyone else can figure out how what time theirs starts. And then it's $30, and we're going to be explaining in detail how to pay for that in case there are any questions about it. So I think I will just quickly go over that right now, Ron, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, wonderful.
Okay, so when you're looking at the main website, the main page that you get on when you go to creationlightship.com and scroll down a little bit, on the right-hand side, there's a whole bunch of different buttons. It starts out with the radio buttons, and then there's this pretty little picture of some angels. It says a Q&A, and then right under that, it says donate, PayPal, donate. And you click on the PayPal button, and you do have to have a PayPal account set up for this to work, so that will be hooked up to either a bank account or your credit card, however you want to use to pay for it. And then when you click on PayPal, it'll just say, how much would you like your donation to be? And you put in $30, and then it just walks you through the steps and takes you to your PayPal account. And then you will get an email sent back to you saying, thank you for your donation to Creation Lightship. And then what you're going to do is forward that email to creationlightship@yahoo.com, which is Ron's email that he sees personally. And he will see that you paid for it, and your name will be in there. And then he will send you back an email just before the call with the phone number and the PIN number. So basically, it's just click on the PayPal. You already have PayPal set up. And if for some reason somebody can't use PayPal, are there other ways for them to pay you, Ron?
Well, the credit card works on PayPal, and you have to just scroll down, I believe, on the PayPal page. And PayPal will give you an option if you choose to use a credit card. And then you just type that in. And that's what, some people do who don't have PayPal. So it does allow you to use a credit card through PayPal, even though you don't have a PayPal account. That's on the very bottom, I think, after you get into PayPal. It'll be on the very bottom of the PayPal information there. It'll allow you to use any type of credit card to pay. So back to you.
Great. And the reason I went through that very specifically, Ron, is because somebody did ask, so there must still be some questions out there. But I think they can probably figure out the PayPal part, but the key then is to forward your receipt with your name and the payment on there to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And that's how Ron will know that you paid for the call. and then you will get an email back from him with the phone number and the PIN number to call in before the time. Okay, so if that's not clear, you can write us in tonight at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will answer any questions about that. And then, Ron, do you want to just really quickly explain for any newbies exactly what the alien Android hardware removal call is about?
Boy, stuff that you have attached to you that you can't see, put on by the aliens, maybe your ancestors had it and you have it now too or something. It actually gets really into the sci-fi stuff. So we start taking off like hydraulic hoses, electronic circuitry, fiber optic cables, and other things, robotic programs. So these are things that are hooked onto you externally. And also you have like this extra body around you, which houses all this stuff. So it's just like kind of beyond words until you get on the call to actually experience the stuff being taken off. And it's you know, out of the box. So if you're you're listening to us, you're out of the box a little bit, but this one here, there's no box for it. I mean, it's so far out that nobody would probably even believe it if you were to tell somebody about this stuff. But, boy, people are having a lot of relief by getting this, these connectors and other things off of them. So that's it. You want to add anything, or do you have any back testimonials from people on that call, I wonder? I don't know if we can dig them up right now or not, but it's out of the box.
Yes, I can look through the testimonials real quick and see if there's any specifically about that, but I can definitely say for myself, I'm not clear on, you know, many things that you do. There are things that obviously you can see. All I know is that when I partake in the calls and my body accepts the healing, I do feel much better. And it's always interesting to feel like when you say things, you're like, oh, now we're working on this body part, and now we're working on this body part. And I'm like, wow, he must be doing me specifically. And then I realize that you're actually doing everyone that, you know, you're connecting to their energy and you're reading everybody whoever needs work. But it really feels like, oh, I needed all those things. And so I just feel better. And I've learned to let go of, I'll say, mentalizing or having to mentally know exactly what's going on. I just go, okay, something that was on me is being taken away, or something that was in my body is being taken away, and all I know is I feel much better after, much more relaxed. Some pain that had been there for literally years is now gone. So I think I'm not the only one who has that experience where we're just like, just go with it, because it definitely works and it makes things much better. So we did have a testimony about some work that you did today, Ron, specifically. So let me just read that. It says, thank you for the twin flame clearing. The healing was amazing. It's nice to know I have a place in creation, and all I can say after the healing is I feel healed. It's pretty cool to be aware of such things. And I have to say that is a very cool thing. You kind of feel like knowing this information and the stuff that you talk about when you talk, it's like, okay, yes, there is something going on. It's not just only what we can see. There is a lot more there, because I think a lot of people feel it, but there's not a lot of validation out there in the world. So it's good to hear these things. So do you have anything to say about that, Ron?
Yeah, whenever I do a 4-in-1 session, almost everybody kind of relates to your home-based energy or maybe your twin flame or both. And you somehow might have pictures of maybe your twin flame or pictures of your home base. You know, you're just collecting these things, not knowing why, but you kind of have you know, a reason to get them when you see them, not knowing what the real reason is, that you like the way it looks or something. Most people actually have, or you live in a certain area that's very similar to like your home base energy or something. So, or you like going out maybe on in the mountains or something because your home base energy, you know, may have maybe streams on it and mountains, and you kind of like doing that. So it's very interesting. So almost everybody kind of relates to that. Remember a long, long time ago, I did a twin flame for a lady, and I said, you know, your twin flame, you know, kind of looks sort of like a manatee or something like that. And all of a sudden she, you know, she's on the telephone, she goes, oh, I love manatees, you know, that's great, you know. So, you know, there are things that people relate to. And it's just, they're just very neat. And then you kind of lose your loneliness about how you feel. So, anyway, that's what that clearing does. There's some prerequisites for that. But if you're interested, maybe you can send me an email and I can tell you what you need to have. It's the emotional whole life, mental whole life. It's probably best to have curses, hexes, spells, or something like that done. The planet clearing, and then I do a sentry over the telephone. If you have another issue that seems to be really strong, you know, for you, like maybe trauma or fear or anger or something like that, then you want to do that one also, because you want to be able to be pretty clean in order to have twin flame come to you. It doesn't want to come to you to get contaminated. And it'll stay for a short amount of time, you know, maybe a few, 5-10 seconds, maybe a little bit longer. But and almost all the twin flames are not here. They're in light. So they'll just come to you, maybe say hi, connect with you, and then maybe take off. Ish, you know, it found you and you found it. And then you can bring the energy to you momentarily whenever you choose to. But you normally, you know, don't feel loneliness after this clearing. And that's true also, you know, with the home base energy. So both of these are a big plus to help you out. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, no, I did do it a while ago, and it does feel like that. It feels like you are full. It feels like you're not lonely anymore. It feels like, you know, okay, something might not be here in my immediate vicinity, but it does exist. I'm not incorrect, and it is out there, and I will be joined with it again one day. And you allow us to feel that energy for a little while, and it does feel nice. It's quite amazing, and I wasn't sure if I was actually going to be able to feel the energy, but I did, so... So probably I'm not the only one who can feel it, because you say that other people can feel it quite a lot too, and it's just very peaceful. It just feels like, oh, I belong with some other thing that's out there in the universe, very far away sometimes. Okay. So, Ron, could we do, we have a request for a healing for procrastination, and then to explain if there's any other healings that we could possibly do for procrastination.
Boy, I don't have a clearing for that specifically, so I'm trying to think what we could do to...
I wonder if it's fear?
I was just going to say, probably it's a fear clearing. You want to do fear because you're afraid to do something. So that's what I would say it could be, or it could even be trauma. So think of your issue of your procrastination, and I'll just clear it like you were to put like that in the title for fear. So here we go. Fear clearing for that. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I will do I want to do trauma. So let's do trauma next year. So trauma for procrastination. Maybe you had something happen to you and it caused trauma. So here we go. here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And what else could I do there?
Fear, trauma.
Maybe guilt. Let's try guilt clearing.
Okay.
What happened? Oh, here we go. Guilt. Releasing that for procrastination. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And, you know, there could be something in there with dealing with betrayal. So here we go. Let's try that here. Remember, there's a reason why you're procrastinating, you know. It's, you know, don't go there. You need your head chopped off or something, you know, or this is bad to do, you know, so you're kind of blocking it a bit. And maybe your job is, you know, making you do that. So here we go. So let's release betrayal. So 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy, a lot of people have that betrayal for that. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Interesting. I never would have thought of that. So back to you.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, think about how many lifetimes you have had with all of your soulmates. And thinking that maybe they're going to support you or help you out, and then you get involved with some type of business or some type of endeavor, or even just getting married, having kids, and then when it doesn't work out, because that's sometimes how it goes with soul family people, then I guess the overwhelming feeling that you would be left with would be betrayal. And I do know that you have betrayal as one of the whole life clearings on your website. And that is a fantastic one because, yeah, I'm sure betrayal happens to a lot of people in many different ways. Anytime you love someone and then all of a sudden it feels like they don't love you anymore, it can feel like betrayal. Do you have anything else to say about that particular healing round, the betrayal one?
I'll do a clearing, which is not on the website, but it's about heart knocks. You get these knots in your heart from just situations going on. It's probably more of rejection. Here we go. Let's release some heart knots. So I'll do four of them for everybody. So the first one here, and just trying to relax if you want to leave your body. So first one, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Ugh, boy. Okay, second one, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And third one, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And fourth one, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You could probably even have that, you know, going to school for the first time. You know, you think your mother abandoned you, and that's betrayal. And, you know, she took you to school for kindergarten, you know, and said she'll pick you up at 2 o'clock a few hours later or something. And first day of school, it was awful. People laughed at you or something like that, and you felt awful. And it's because your mother told you that it would be nice to go to school, you know? You can have a lot of fun today or something, you know, because actually you probably didn't really want to go, but she talked you into it, and she betrayed you. So, in fact, we'll clear that if you have that issue of going to preschool or kindergarten or something. Mother did it to you. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3. Whoa. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And maybe you got hurt at school, and maybe you something happened to you, you know, that was your own fault, but it happened and your mother wasn't there to tell you not to do something, you know. A lot of things can happen. So that just sets your whole life pattern of being afraid of something. Procrastination could be that. So here we go. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm thinking more and more about it. I guess I feel like it is fear, fear and apprehension that maybe something has happened in the past and your subconscious remembers it or your spirit remembers it. I don't know, does your spirit remember things or is your spirit always in the moment?
Always in the moment, but it picks up the energies of it gets contaminated, we'll say. And so it may not have the exact emotions that you have, but it is blocked out and it can't function when that happens. So, but in a sense, it would be like, you know, your emotional body, you know, when you finally leave here, it'll be all contaminated too. And it may just be a lack of energy versus having an emotion, as emotions do block energy. So your spirit could have just be filled full of blocked energy, and it's not usable to help heal you. And eventually, you know, you die because of that. That's sort of what happens. I could do a clearing for a betrayal here, and we'll do how, if you're religious growing up, how maybe God betrayed you because one of your friends or pet or animal or something was having problems, maybe it died, and so you relied on God to heal it, and then you got betrayed. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, we do have that religious indoctrination clearing. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. I'll do it one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. There we go. So that may help you. Back to you.
Yes, definitely. So, Ron, I know that, religious indoctrination, and you also have a God clearing. Would you talk about that real quick?
They're both kind of similar. The God clearing is probably how you perceived God, and then you found out that, you know, end up being aliens, or that, like I said, God didn't help you, you know? And from there, the religious indoctrination is all those things that you chant and sing songs and everything else. You probably all have songs that you can remember them by going to church, you know? So that's how you're being connected by those songs to the aliens. From there, the God clearing is probably one of the bigger ones that people do if they felt like they've been really contaminated and they're afraid that God's going to zap them or something, you know, which could happen because the aliens do all this stuff anyway to us. But, you know, you went to war, for instance, and, you know, you're doing this holy thing because, you know, this is probably going back in the past life stuff, but, you know, you were going out to conquer people or be a missionary or something or whatever and fighting and killing people because they weren't that religion that was out there. And after you got done with that, you know, you felt really sad because you killed all these people because they didn't believe in your God. No, and yet, if there was probably be a priest at that time, even in this lifetime, you know, you didn't realize that you would have all that guilt and fear and anger built up inside of you, causing depression because you killed people in the name of God. So, it's a whole different scenario there. Maybe we could just kind of move on here, just kind of deep real fast. But that's what those clearings are for. You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think a lot of people go through that. They're like, well, this isn't the loving God that, like, we're told about when Jesus was talking. That's a completely different character, obviously. So this is... That's why the Creation Light Ship is great, I think, is because people finally go, oh, this sounds a lot more like what I wish it would be like, but this isn't God per se at all. So you teach us more like it's all about you personally and your spirit, because you are. Are we light beings, or what are we exactly?
Well, you're a creation from light, and the creation that you are, you know, was created to be creative. And so you travel around the universe of light to experience different creations in the moment. That's the way it's supposed to be. And it probably still is, but we're here. We're here under the thumb of the God energy, the aliens, you know? So somehow, you know, the bus ticket must have got switched or something, you know? Fine print, we didn't read. So anyway, you didn't read it, you know?
You know, it's interesting what you were talking about before. It's like if there is some sort of something going on maybe in your mind or in your spirit, and then all of a sudden it shows up in your body, and you're like, oh my gosh, that body part hurts. That's such a bummer. And then Chinese people would look at it, you know, with their very, very ancient wisdom and medicine, and go, oh, well, it's just blocked energy. That's what they always say. It's always blocked energy. And so when you do these clearings and you release whatever blocked energy that is, and it's different for everyone, then all of a sudden that problem, lo and behold, it starts to disappear. So it works great. And that goes into the next thing I was going to talk about. Somebody wrote in with a specific request about a physical issue, and Ron doesn't really want to comment specifically or talk exactly what that is, because we don't want to pull everyone else into that particular timeline, but we can talk about, in general, how to heal physical issues would be with the body rejuvenation clearing, which goes through a whole bunch of different sections of your body and mechanisms in your body that you can open different windows and let the light beings work on you after telling them exactly what you want to be worked on. And it really is wonderful. It feels incredible. It does release a lot of blocked energy. So I know it goes through the lymphatic system. It goes through your skeletal system. And I haven't done it for quite a while, Ron, but could you tell us anything more about the body rejuvenation?
Just a very nice clearing, and so is the body jumpstart. So each one has a different way of working with you. Then we do the calls also, the weekly calls, which help you out. So, you know, it depends on what your issue is. You know, what you could do is just write an email, and if you wanted to know what clearings to do, send it to CLS Questions, and we could bring it up maybe on the next program, maybe what you're dealing with, make it very simple. Anything over probably, you know, two lines is plenty, okay? And then also, you know, tell us what clearings you have had so far, and we could maybe give you a suggestion of what you may want to do next. And we're doing that special call coming up end of the month, too. That's the one with the body organ restoration, and that's $50, and that's the on a Monday, June 27th. So we have a couple events happening here, plus we have the eight-hour call that's happening, too. The main thing is, you know, find out, you know, what you're dealing with and what energetic body is possibly contaminating you, causing your problem. So everything happens in the invisible. What invisible body is fully contaminated, causing your situation? And clear that out. And you can also do timeline crashes. So that's the Band-Aid type clearing, the timeline crashes, because you want to get rid of your stuff first. And timeline crashes work great for situations that you might find yourself getting involved with, or something happens and you know you know, you have a deadline on something, and you could do timeline crashes on it, and it may just go away because it's on their timeline. Maybe you don't want to have it on your timeline. It's not like, you know, putting your head in the ground like an ostrich, you know. It's like, you know, you're doing timeline crashes so that the information that you're getting and the information that people are using, you know, about you, we'll say, because that's what happens. You have to deal with relationships with people. All of a sudden, they might just forget about you if you do enough timeline crashes on it. So that's a way of looking at timeline crashes. So back to you.
Okay, great. So something that you brought up earlier, I just want to go over a little bit for newbies if there's new people listening. So Ron does weekly calls, and they happen every week. And they are listed at the top page of the first page on the website, so creationlightship.com, and it says special weekly clearing. So on Tuesday night, he does cording removals. So that means anybody who is thinking about you or has ever been attached to you and is still attached to you, to some part of your body probably, you can think about that spot, and you would probably know what this spot is in your body because you might be feeling pain or tightness or stress there. And you just say over and over again, Ron says, choose an issue or choose a body part or pick another place. And you just think about the area that you want to be healed, let's say your knee or something. And then he will remove the cords connected to whatever body part that is for about an hour, sometimes a little bit more, but basically an hour. And lo and behold, it stops hurting after a while. Like eventually when you get enough of those cords released, you just, your whole body relaxes basically in many ways. So then on Wednesday, he does water activation, and that's where he will activate the water with light energy that you set aside for yourself, and then you drink that water throughout the week, and it will be programmed specifically for you, and it will help you in whatever you need help with. And the light beings know what that is, so that's how they program your water. And then on Thursday, the clone body removal he does, and then on Friday, the entity removal, and it goes the same way as the cording removal. Usually you can tell where somebody is, an entity is in you or a cord is attached to you because that body part might be tight or stressed or painful. So did you want to speak anything more about that, Ron, or let people know anything more about those particular calls?
Weekly calls are very nice, and we do water charging, you know, on Wednesdays. Did that today. So, you know, you should just try one of them out, and then we make you real on the calls, too. So that's a big benefit. A lot of people go to the expos, and I make them real. They're real for about maybe 5 days or something. And then they go, what do I do after that? Well, get on the calls. You need to get on those calls to stay real. And it's very good. Everything works well on the calls, and it's great. And tomorrow we have the one with getting rid of the alien replicas of you. So, back to you.
Yeah, so could you explain that one, Ron? Because I've heard you on that one also say another one of your choice, so meaning maybe a body part or something, and is it just going to declone that particular body part?
Yeah, you have to specify what your problem is. Okay, so what happens is, let's say that you have a situation to where you have a sore elbow. Well, you're being replicated on timelines with that, number one. And number two, you may be having a lot of energy coming into your body from clone replicas, creating that each time they come in every 10 minutes. So you want to get rid of those replicas. And then you get those released, and lo and behold, you're probably going to feel much better because once those are released from you, remember, it's all a copy and paste scenario. So if you have a problem 10 minutes ago, and the new you is in as a clone replica, and you're only real 3 hours a month. unless you start doing the mind of heart drop a lot. And by doing that, then you can be out of time. So if you're not out of time, this is what's happening to you. So you're being recreated over and over and over again. But, you know, you have to realize that, you know, the karma we have can't help you. So you want to keep specifying, you know, what your situation is. And we have basically on Thursdays, maybe up to, it's an hour call for sure, up to maybe hour and a half. And you keep saying, I got a hurt elbow, and those replicas get taken out of you. Oh, back to you.
Yes, great. So when you, if you're interested in those calls, there is a link on the top page. You can either pay for them individually, and I believe they're $20 each, or you can do it with the Saturday and Sunday calls for the entire month, and that's a very good deal. So 1 month can really boost you up, and then you'll know what it feels like, and then many people do continue. Okay, so somebody wrote in, this is about what we were talking about earlier with the God connection or the religious indoctrination connection. It says, so Trinity is triality like duality. So instead of two, there's three. And it says the God, Son, and Holy Spirit is a phrase. And then Jesus is the way, truth, and the life is actually a mantra that I've heard a lot of people say. And then it also says need to put into the alien keyword disconnect and natal barcode removal. So that is a really good suggestion for all of us to, if we've heard them, to put those in the alien keyword disconnect, which is the free healing on the front of the website. I'm listed under free healings. And then the natal barcode removal is a very, very powerful clearing for people to clear out their personal connection to different numbers and systems that they are hooked up to on this planet now with this body. And you can specify exactly what you want cleared on that. So that's a really good one to explain, Ron. Would you like to explain that one to some of the newbies, the natal barcode removal?
Remember, before you come here, you're connected to your soul family. And you all must know that you have a natal chart that you can have, you know, drawn up by somebody. And they can tell you basically what's going to go on with your life. So right away, you know that your mind controlled or your body's controlled, okay? That's, you know, like a no-brainer. And so once you have that, then you realize, yeah, how do I get out of this? Well, this is all programs that the aliens put on you. So that's why we have that, to help eliminate from you your name, maybe your addresses, you know, that'll have numbers in it typically, different words that you use all the time, nicknames and everything else. So that's what it's for. So it's a very nice clearing to put even other people's names in if they're affecting you, to get it released from you. So, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I've done it a lot. It's a great clearing. I've done it with my name, and it goes from, it does everything the regular way, and then it does it all backwards. I've done any credit card numbers, addresses, nicknames, let's see, there's almost anything that you can think of, like bank account numbers, all that. And then how it feels is it just, it's not like you're carrying all that information around with you all the time. It just isn't quite connected with you. You still obviously have those assets or those credit cards or whatever, and you have the memories of having lived at a certain place or whatever, but it doesn't have a pull on who you are. You're more yourself, and your spirit is more in your body. So it's almost like all the clearings, but there's just so many things that we're hooked up with on this planet through our body, through the physicalness of being here, and this is another step in letting more things go. So it's a really great clearing, and you can do it over and over again with almost everything that you have connected to you. So
That's your main programming that you have here. Let's put on you at birth.
Yes, because I wonder, I don't really know for sure, I guess, but if you think about it, even your birth certificate might have some sort of a number on it, wouldn't it?
Yep, everything has numbers.
Yeah, everything has numbers. I don't know why. It's not like they're really counting all the people, but yes, everything has some sort of number, and numbers are symbols just as letters are, and letters, symbols, and numbers are all constructs of aliens, all sorts of different races that are controlling us, and that's how they're controlling us, is through these things that we get hooked up with. Okay, so another listener wrote in, it says, did Jesus call God the light? Or I'm wondering if Jesus called light God.
I have no clue on that.
Okay. That's a good answer. We'll take that. Well, I think you may not remember, but I believe in some of the archived radio shows that you say things like the creation lightship is what Jesus referred to as God the Father, because the people he was speaking to understood God the Father. And then he would make references to the fact that, I mean, this is like ancient stuff, but that this quote unquote God the Father or whatever, was much more loving or not hierarchical. You were free to be creative. It was much more, I think people just felt better about it. It seemed much nicer than like the really old God that's referred to, which we know now was an alien being probably. So, okay. So if anyone wants to listen to that, to other stuff that Ron has spoken of in the past, because he has years and years of archives, which are amazing to listen to, and there's lots of free healings on them, so I always suggest listening to them. You can find that on the main page on the website. On the right-hand side, there's a purple button next to a blue button, and they're square, and it says BBS Radio and CTR Radio. And if you click on either of those buttons or the word under it that says archives, you can find years and years of the radio shows, and they will just, once you start playing them, if you just let them run, they'll just play until they're done. And there's literally hundreds of them for each year. Because I think back then, Ron, you did 5 shows a week, and now you do 4 shows a week. So that's a lot of shows.
Yep,
okay.
Yeah, and different networks, too. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's all very similar, but yeah, each one probably will give you a different perspective on on different things. That's why we have so many shows. Because you may not get it in one, but you may get it in another one, maybe even in a different year. So I think most people need about 10 archives probably to understand what we're talking about. And then, if you do hear something, you may want to write it down, so you don't lose track, because the shows are in the moment, which may put you in the moment, and your mind may not want you to be in the moment, so it may make you think you're hearing something that you're not, or it will go back into a program loop thinking that what I'm saying is what everybody else is saying, which typically isn't that, but we're not really, we're out of the box all the time with these programs. So, if you did find a good show that you liked and you think it would benefit other people regarding a certain issue or topic, should say, then, let us know which one you liked. And maybe you heard a couple of them that gave really good clarity on what you wanted to know about. So it'd be nice to know what those programs would be about, because a lot of people do have listened to them off and on, and that's what they do. A lot of people listen to them at night. They put they play them at night when they're sleeping. I've heard that, and then when I used to talk to people on the phone years ago doing clearings, I would I'd call them to get a clearing because they wanted to do something, say, at 2 o'clock or whatever, and I'd call them, and sure enough, there's my voice in the background. I go, oh, boy, I can't get away from myself, you know? But anyway, you are in peace energy on the program. Just by having it on will bring you peace automatically. Plus, we have, either the clearings, which will work three times for you, or just bringing in an energy will make you feel better. Oh, back to you.
All right, great. Thanks. So somebody else wrote in and they said that when we were speaking about different body issues or whatever kind of blocked energy you want to remove, a very good clearing is the special healing or the special generic healing for generations of a specific physical issue. And that tells the light beings to work on that specific issue, and you can let it run during the night or whatever. And they work wonderfully. Very, very, very good. And how to do that and get the most out of it for the newbies is, if you are going to step away from your computer but leave it on and up all night, you want to put a picture of yourself in front of the computer so that the light beings constantly connect with you instead of having to find you per se, because they are in the moment, and that would take away from just giving you the straight healing, having to constantly find you. Do you want to explain that a little bit, Ron?
About having the light beam up with your picture? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah,
but the light beams will connect to your photograph. That means that they have something to look at. So it's good to have that. A lot of people just have it up. You can even put it up on your computer in front of you, along with you. And then if you leave the room, you're doing a clearing, and it'll work with the light beam connecting to your picture. Otherwise, it connects to you. Or you just put it up when you're gone. That works wonderful, too. I was thinking, after you have your condition, your problem, or whatever else, when you get on one of the calls to try to, get it maybe eliminate, or at least give you some progress on getting it out of your system, what is your psychic billboard? Tell other people. Because it could be on there, too. And you're transferring that to everybody, although they're not really noticing it consciously, in a sense. They could be. But you want to clear off your psychic billboard. So like we talked about having your elbow hurting or something. If it's hurting, then is your psychic billboard, displaying that this is the 20th time that you've had an elbow problem? No, you want to change your psychic billboard. Use that to get back into health, too. So people won't see you as being maybe injured or something, or that it's healing, or just, get it out of your life, because your billboard that people read, and that they can put energy into you, a negative energy, because they're reading that, oh, yeah, this person has that, and now you're on more timelines. The whole thing is to get off the timelines. Get into the now and get off the timelines. But you have to clear the timelines from your past. Just being in the now is not going to save you from living your whole life on timelines, but it will help you to get rid of stuff that could be coming forth in the present, moment, going into your future. So you don't want to bring anything into your future, on timelines. That's why you stay in the present moment. You're kind of like not really here when you're in the present moment, because you're not connected to timelines. So that's about 99% correct. And when you're on timelines, that's when you're very emotional, or you have traumas or something going on, or your thoughts keep recycling. All different types of things can happen, and that means that you're actually having the timelines interfere with your life, and you really want that. So back to you.
Okay, so I just thought of a question. If you are, let's say you've done a bunch of timeline crashes on all sorts of things going on in your life, and then somebody says, hey, I had a dream about you last night. Like another person is saying they saw you in their dream. Does that mean that you are on their timeline? Or what's going on?
Well, they put, somehow you got put onto their timeline. So that is correct, yes. How that happened, I don't have a clue. You are on their timeline. And by them telling you that, now it reinforced it. So now you're on it even stronger because you know about it. You're wondering, what's going on? Why are you dreaming about me? Well, the images are getting more mileage out of you because now you're reacting to it. And then if you don't react, then you better do timeline crashes on it to get off that timeline. And that person could be in your soul family, and your whole soul families are on this timeline. Well, we got a couple minutes to go here. Anything you want to add for announcements or anything before we sign off here?
Yes. Well, somebody just wrote in. They said a listener recently recommended specifically the third episode of the CTR archive shows for any new people, and they said that it helped him understand a lot of what Ron is doing. So I know those early shows, you really explain a lot who you are, what you're here to do, and how that's going to all happen, and our role in that. So that's really good to listen to those archives. Okay, and thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. That's it.
We have our Saturday call, 10 o'clock, releasing the Android parts. That's the sci-fi call. Interesting. Anyway,
okay.
So that's $100 donation. You could get that and send it to me tomorrow and Friday. I'll send you the codes out probably on Friday. And then I'll also check my computer before the call starts, too. So if for some reason you not get the codes from me, we'll just say then also send it to CLS Questions at Yahoo that you didn't get it. And, you know, the staff ladies here will help, you know, do that also. But normally I'll look at everything and for sure everything should be answered. If I get something coming to you, like, you know, in the morning, I'll have an answer to you by, you know, a half an hour before the call starts. So normally I get everything done. Ready to go either Friday night or, you know, early Saturday or Thursday. It just depends how busy I am. But anyway, let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. And here we go. Command in your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head. Drop them into your heart. That's simple. Here we go. Dropping down, and we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you for listening, and thank you, ladies behind the scenes, and we'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Good evening.